Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hi guys, Sarah here. Just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me A Coffee account. What is Buy Me A Coffee? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the links to Buy Me A Coffee page on our socials, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram, our blog at www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Bianca.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Amy. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we're all living La Vida lockdown. Mm-hmm. But now we're free, but sort of, if you're vaxxed. And it's a bit bizarre at the moment because I can go to the pub and get my hair cut, but I can't go to Kmart.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what is going on here, but yeah.
I just want to go down to Big Dub. I don't even need anything. I just want to go down there.
Anyway, so we take aim at one topic each week with a bottle or three of wine or whatever Sarah's doctor is letting her drink, and we try to make some sense of it. Ladies, what are we drinking?
So, guys, if you're following from the last episode, yes, I finally got my pyramid scheme wine. Oh, yes. And so I'm drinking The Rocks Pinot Gris, and it is freaking delicious. I'm so happy with this pyramid scheme. I have had several bottles already from the last episode to this one. Jesus. It's been cold, so my reds are very depleted, and this is my first of the whites.
Well, we'll have a debrief about where you're at with your reds after the show.
Yes.
God. Well, again, if you're following, I can't really drink at the moment. So tonight, I'm banned. So tonight I'm drinking Max by Pepsi.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Bubbly.
I'm just seeing one of those, you know, like those mock commercial things. It's just like Sarah and this fan's just blowing her hair and she's looking magnificent. And it's just like Max by Pepsi.
That's like a perfume.
Something like that. That's what I'm seeing in my head.
It's bring me back to our Christmas episode, definitely. Moon by Sarah, but by Santa. No, was it Moon by Santa,
Moon
but by Sarah?
By you bang on about how crap I treat you, mate, but yet every time I imagine you doing something, you look so glamorous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like.
Because I'm majestic.
You're so not, though, mate.
From majestic, but I am majestic.
You're a baby giraffe, mate. Yeah, that's how majestic you are. Anyway, I am drinking.
Baby giraffe. I'm not that tall.
This is so very true. Oh, anyway. I am drinking a Lazy Sunday Rosé, which is a bottle out of the Wine Pyramid Scheme. Bianca and I are both a part of it, not just me. Now you're in, I can get out. Did you know that?
You welcome me to the dark side and then you fuck off. This is fucking typical.
Welcome to the party, pal. How many times have you done this to me?
Oh, yeah, right?
Anyway, this rosé I decided to crack open last night just because I wanted to double check to see if it was nice. I'd already ran out of the bottle that I was drinking, so I just wanted a little bit more before I went to bed. And it was so delicious. I had two glasses of it. And it is a really...
a little bit more before bed. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Anyway, it's so delicious. And it is a rosé which, Sarah, I actually think you might like because I know you have gotten into rosés before. And it's not your standard rosé that I like. It's not like a dry, full-on rosé. Like
so it's more of a sweeter.
It's got a bit of a smack of sweetness to it, but not too sweet. Like it's not a Moscato, but it's got – it's almost got like a fortified note to it. Like it's a weird – it's a weird one, but, oh, man, is it delicious. So put that on the list too, Bianca. Yeah.
It's going in my cart right now.
Yeah, Lazy Sunday.
Bianca's got it open in another window.
I'm shopping tomorrow. Oh, listeners, I literally started the conversation tonight. It's like, hello, yes, put rocks in your cart.
Took me 3 minutes to figure out what that meant.
I didn't really start drinking. This is where this is how it works with us.
All right, Bianca. So let's get off the tangent train. Everybody off. Okay. Bianca, what is our topic for tonight?
Our topic tonight is
tangent train. So where to find?
Oh yes, we're doing that. I'm so excited. Damn it, listeners! Oh, yeah. If you want tangent train, hit us up. We will do it. Well, I will do it. I'm down. our real topic tonight is eccentric millionaires. And I think millionaires, because billionaires doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well. Like eccentric billionaires. No, I don't like it. And yeah, plus there's the song. I want to be a millionaire so fucking bad. Yeah.
And there's more millionaires out there to pick from, you know, than there are billionaires. So, you know.
I know.
There's more crazies around. So,
yeah.
No help.
Yeah. Pretty much everyone in Hollywood is a millionaire. So it's, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I got a list. I didn't compile it myself. I went to Forbes. They are the know-all of money.
I asked Forbes for a list and they had one lying around, following off. Who knew?
Yeah. So they provided me this list. They do actually. Yes.
Yeah.
So this particular one is the richest people in the world right now.
Pretty much my hate list, mate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right? Wait till I get through the list. It's great. So top of the list is one of my hates, just because of what he does in the crypto world. But anyway, Elon Musk. So his net worth was $219.9 billion. He, in possibly within the next week or so, I was just reading this article this afternoon, will be the world's first trillionaire.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And
I can't even. I don't know enough about cryptocurrency to state this completely, but I'm just going to put it out there. What he does with cryptocurrency, I don't know how it's not like kind of like an insider trading sort of situation. So I don't know how he's not in jail.
I don't think he's making his money from crypto. He's just a very, very influencing it. And that's what I take great dislike in. One person should not have that much gravity to sway money like that. I just can't even. It pisses me off.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. But yes, anyway, moving on from Mr. Musk. Coming in second, this is Jeff Bezos. And yeah, he's sitting at $198.1 billion. Actually, to go back to Elon Musk, he was very shady to Jeff Bezos on Twitter.
Yeah, what's up with that? Like, why are they beefing?
Funny. I don't understand. Because Elon went to space first. And so
it's a dick swinging competition.
It really is. So Elon Musk did, for those who don't know, is he sent, we put a tweet out and added Jeff, and it just had the emoji for the second place medal. And it just, I love that so much. I just thought, yes, you top wealthiest people in the world, you battle that out. Let's see some lightsabers. Like, what? There's gotta be some cool shit in this battle.
This is my communist socialist side coming out. With the amount of money that they're spending in this dick swinging exercise, they could literally fucking end hunger in like half of fucking Africa. But anyway, they could just fucking fix shit around here. Yeah, but okay, cool. Yeah, No.
Fix shit around here, you mean like the second story on your house?
Well, there's that. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed.
That's handy. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't even make a dent. Like,
oh, that's wow. The shit that they find in their couch cushions.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just the amount of money that, I mean, that they've got just to swing around, it just makes me feel a bit like you can't help. Like, there's so much bad shit in the world. You can't help. Like, seriously. I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just, like, super weird and spend money on just super weird shit too. Like, that's the thing. Like, these people do have a lot of money, but they are weird. I mean, Elon Musk's child, the poor kid's name is a password. I can't even say it's, like, a something angel. I don't Dark get angel, it.
But there's, like, 6 7s in it. I don't know.
It's yeah, I don't know. It's a password. Yeah.
It's a password you're definitely going to forget.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's my kid's name again? Oh, wait. What was my nickname at school? The street I first lived on. Oh, God damn it, I can't remember. Reset password.
I'll set it to this. You must not use passwords already used. Fucking hell. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, God. Right. All right, I'm going to crack through this list. So coming at number three is the Bernard Arnault and family. I have no idea who these people are.
Whatever. I do now, only because I researched this topic and I was going to do them, but I decided not to.
Oh.
Who are they?
I
think they're art collectors or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yep.
In Europe. Germany from memory, but maybe I'm wrong. I could have that wrong.
Fancy.
Yeah, fancy.
I'm
pretty sure that's the one that, like, sold up all of his, like, billions of, like, real estate and art and all that sort of stuff and shot off to Kenya and lives in a mud shack. I think that's the one. I don't know.
Oh, that sounds like my person. that I will be talking about in a minute. Well, at least the people that she used to hang out with anyway. So coming at number four is Bill Gates. Who sometimes can eat a dick because technology just does all their heads in.
Also, if you're on Larry Epstein's island, mate, and you can definitely eat dicks.
Yeah, right? Ugh.
What's his name, Larry? What did I say? What's his name?
Larry.
Epstein.
Jeffrey.
Larry. Jeffrey, whatever. Fuck you, Larry.
That's because you're reading number five.
Fuck you, Larry. That's right. Fuck you, Larry.
Poor Larry. He's like, I don't even know the Epsteins. We just share similar names.
Yeah. Nah, sorry, Jeff Epstein. Yeah, if you want Jeff Epstein's island, you can eat so many dicks.
So many. Yeah.
Probably already has. But just
on the island.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of islands, coming in number five is Larry Ellison. It's Ellison Island. Uh-huh. Did you lie?
It's a rage, but go ahead.
Pretty much all my jokes are it's a rage, but let's just see where she goes with it.
Yeah. I'll allow this.
Yeah. Coming in at number six is Mark Zuckerberg, who is an eccentric billionaire, I should say, in his own right. And he's tries to be unconventional and t-shirt and jeans, sneakers. I'm cool like the people. Fuck off. He did a fucking presentation. I can't remember who it was to now. So pandemic. So resuming, he does the presentation about why they should not invest, and he wore his pajamas.
Because I'm Mark Zuckerberg and I'm a billionaire, so you can eat dicks. Yeah.
Yeah. How the hell is that not just a big, fuck you, I don't want your money.
You know what? I'm not even a billionaire and I'd still do a presentation in my pajamas.
Yes, mate, but you are openly fuck the world and I don't care.
Yes, and I'm also openly pro pajamas.
She said it, people. She's admitted it. She's admitted
pro it. Pro pajamas.
Yeah.
I do most of these podcasts in my pajamas. Just saying. It's comfortable and I work well in pajamas.
We don't have cameras on for that reason. There you go.
Yeah, this is why there is no cameras. I look like shit.
My Same. Pajamas are cute.
Maybe no, we need to get some of Sarah's jammies.
My face looks like shit. Like, I could get some cute jammies and this still wouldn't change my face.
Your face Your is amount beautiful. Of cute
jammies is going to make this Look, any better.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful yeah. Viking owner.
I'm not enough wine to be a beautiful Viking, but we will get there.
You get through this bloody list before I interrupt again.
I know, right? And my segment's real long. So coming in at 7 and 8 from Google, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And then at number 9, we've got good old Warren Buffett. And number 10, we have Mukesh Ambani. Yep. From Diversified. Yep. Good for you. Number 11, we have Steve Ballmer. Yep. From Microsoft. I should zoom in so I can read this. It's probably helpful. Number 12, Brand Choice, Betancourt, Mayors and Family.
Francois, mate.
Is it Francois? Yep. No, Brand Choice, Betancourt, Mayors and Family. Brand Choice? Yes. Brand Choice? From L'Oreal, yes. Then we have at number 13, Amancio Ortega, yeah, Zara, yeah. And then 14, we have Carlos Slim Hilu and family, who are telecom, yeah, just all of telecom. I don't even know. I've got no idea. I didn't look these people up. I don't have any answers about any. Some of them I know. It's okay, but other don't ones questioning. Are like, who the fuck are you? Yeah, don't question. Number 15. Gautam Adani and family actually know who he is because Adani, yes, mines stuff, yeah, things. People hate him in Australia. It's great.
Okay.
Number 16, 17 and 18, Jim, Alice and Rob Alton of Walmart. Yes, all three of them. I would have thought that they'd have some sort of infrastructure like the other ones, you know, and family. But no, they just went, no, fuck y'all, we're individuals because we will fight the fuck. And when you look at how much they're all worth, yeah, so 67.6, 66.7, and 66.4. Yeah, they're pretty even there. Like, clearly couldn't share. They, like, you know, couldn't live together. They had to have portioned amounts.
Yeah, they don't have a family trust that feeds them throughout their life. Shit. They own their things. Wow.
So, you're coming in at 19. We have a Zong Shenzhen. I have no idea. Shenzhen? I have no idea. Anyway, last one I do know. Zhang Yiming. TikTok. Yeah. So obsessed with TikTok. I've really got to get a life.
You got to get a life, mate.
Nah, it's never going to happen. I fucking love it. Yeah. I love it. I love everybody on there. Love it. So, yes, look, obviously from everything that's just happened, millionaires or billionaires, people with money who live strange lives are, yeah, wildly fascinating. So we have hopefully just one each because yeah, I'm editing. Awesome. Okay, so the particular person I chose, I've been fascinated by her for many, many years. Her plastic surgery is awesome. So my person tonight is Jocelyn Wildenstein. And she's an American socialite who is known for marrying into the notorious Wildenstein family and later becoming one of the wealthiest divorcees in the world. She was born in Lausanne, Switzerland. Pretty sure that's how you say it. August 5th, 1940. Jocelyn traveled around Europe and Africa in her youth. That was what she was most interested in, was traveling. She began dating a Swiss movie producer named Cyril Piquet at the, is it Piquet? Puget? I don't know. French. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. So she began dating him at the age of 17. And 2 years later, they moved to Paris together. Get out. Jocelyn. Yes. What freaking movie produced 17?
It was the 60s, mate. They were all doing it. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's gross.
So Jocelyn later said that her life changed then. And she was freed from the plane Lucerne. She was finally able to meet exciting and glamorous people. And after breaking up with Cyril, she started dating Italian-French filmmaker Sergio Gobbi. She dated him for 5 years. She traveled extensively during these years, exploring Africa in particular, which she just, it just fascinated her endlessly. She then, when she was there, she met Wallenstein. At some point during this period, she was also associated with Adnan Khashoggi, the Saudi arms dealer.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's the one who introduced her to Wallenstein.
Oh, as you do.
Well, they were on safari in Kenya in 1977. So...
I know Achilles, right? I was
excited. I know. He's shocking.
Yeah, but guess it too.
Yeah. So on safari isn't the typical friendly safari that you would see nowadays. Yes, when you're with Crazy Rich Jew and a Saudi arms dealer. Yeah, that was a rather risque safari.
Oh, God. They'd just be shooting anything that moved.
Disgusting. Glad we know better now. Glad we do.
Let's stick I hope to people a... in that bloody list stop doing these things. That's my message to all of y'all.
Exactly.
Stop it.
We won't judge her for that. You should have known better, but here you go. Anyway. So her future husband at the time was engaged with inspecting a family property, which is the 66,000-acre property called Old Yogi. When the socialite struck up an acquaintance with him by asking if she could accompany him on the hunt, well, the both of them. And, of course, they went, all right, babe, get in. And so she did. That's how it works, doesn't it? That's time. Both of them were involved with other people. So Jocelyn was still dating Gobbi, and Alec was in a relationship with Maria Kimberly, who is a Ford model and a star French filmmaker. But those relationships dissolved pretty soon. Like, Jocelyn and Alec were just on this just straight road towards each other. Just boom, like, yeah, they were meant to be. So they eloped. They eloped in Las Vegas, April 30, 1978. So a year after meeting, they eloped.
Yeah, sounds like a solid plan. This is going to end real well. I can feel it.
So, yes, they married despite objections from Alec's father, Daniel. Their marriage vows were solemnized by a rabbi. Not sodomized, no.
thank goodness.
Rabbis don't do that, only priests. yes, they had a rabbi and a young rabbi and some holy water. And the demon was not exercised, unfortunately. Jocelyn, obviously, because she later claimed that Alec had been keen to have her converted to Judaism and it didn't happen. They eventually had two kids together. So Daniel Wildstein, Alec's father, did not attend their second ceremony either in Lausanne. And he actually went to Alec's ex and was like, dude, you need to get back together with my son because he's being a dickhead. And that didn't work either. Yeah.
I've actually been present at a wedding, a destination wedding, where a parent of, I'm not going to say the bride or groom, just going to say one of them, did this, brought the ex-girlfriend with them. We were overseas at the time. It was super awkward.
Oh, I remember this story. Oh, yeah.
It was awkward. Don't do it, people. It's just awkward for everybody.
Yeah.
Especially those who've just turned up to get drunk. Come on.
Yeah.
Think about the drunk people.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want to be drinking like, oh, I got it real drunk so I can deal with this. They want to be drinking, so I want to dance on the floor lying down. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's real bad. Well, this doesn't get any better. During the early years of their marriage, the couple lived in New York's Olympic Tower before moving to a townhouse on East 64th Street. Yeah. I remember a Cali girl that wasn't very New York. Anyway, the newly married couple had their sure first. Okay, I've got to keep on track. The newly married couple had their first plastic surgeries together a year into their marriage.
How sweet.
Right?
Couples lost jobs.
It was only because Jocelyn told Alec that his eyes looked baggy. What the bitch? Oh, my God. And, like, this began Jocelyn's, like, lifelong obsession with surgery.
Probably started, like, your eyes look baggy. He's like, so are your tits. And then it started.
Yeah, exactly. So Jocelyn likes she has remarked in the past that she intended to fix her face like a piece of furniture. Yep.
Right.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And over the years, Jocelyn grew obsessed with looking like a lynx.
You know why? She probably ate the shrooms when she was on safari. You don't do that, darling. No. Put them down. Don't touch them.
Yeah, like Carol Baskin's got nothing on Jocelyn, I tell you. So, yeah. Supposedly, she wanted to keep her cat-loving husband, Alec, happy. Like, really, bitch? You just really? Told him his eyes were baggy. Like, does this really even, you know, 2 years together, 2 years from the first time you met, you're already getting plastic surgeries together. Maybe what in the fuckery?
You want to keep him happy? Maybe just be nice to him. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, so the result of all these plastic surgeries and how much she changed her face, yeah, she's gotten a lot of scrutiny for it. She does like to deny any rumors that of anything that she said before, like fix her piece like a face of furniture. That's what my brain wanted to say.
Look, I understand. Right? I've dictated some of my segment too. It's fine.
No, Bianca would have written this out, and this is just how it's come out, and then her brain is just.
My brain just is fucking it, but that's okay. So she denies all this shit, right? And she says that her increasingly bizarre appearance is just a result of genetics. Like, maybe she was born with it. Maybe it was Maybelline. Like, we don't know.
If it's Maybelline, stop using this product now, people.
Yeah, you're having an allergic reaction, darling. Yeah. Stop it. Put it down.
Stop.
Yeah. Aside from all that, that little bit of plastic surgery info, she also grew more involved with the maintenance of Olyogi Ranch and claims to have overseen the properties. Like, I get this. I totally get this. That the need to, like, oversee when things are being done and you're not doing them, that level of control, I get it. So.
And what else is she going to do? She had a job. She ain't got shit to do. Come on.
Exactly. So she oversaw the property's 400 kilometres of roads, its 200 buildings, 2 swimming pools, its 55 lakes, its in-house wildlife preserve, its 366 staff.
Jesus.
That's not a lot of staff.
Yeah, she was busy. She is obviously an A-type personality because you couldn't do all that without having OCD to the fucking max.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah. My God.
And a shitload of cocaine.
Oh, fuck
you can get
cocaine.
Yeah, fuck loads. Yeah. I'm sure like one of the pools was just cocaine.
Wow. That's a lot. Like, I mean, say what you want about her being a gold digger and this, that, and the other, but Jesus Christ, I don't care how many good personal assistants you have. If you're running this and you're literally running it, oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She is also supposedly responsible for bringing two tigers. She brought two tigers to Kenya, which live in bulletproof glass cave on the bank of one of the pools.
I don't know how much I like this.
No.
Jocelyn was also responsible for the restoration of the Wildstein Castle at Igni. And that was actually a bar mitzvah gift from Alex's grandfather to his father.
This cunt's so just giving castles for their bar mitzvah gifts. Jesus Christ, count me in.
I know. Hey, Mazel Tov. Shalom.
Shalom.
We need to, like, what's that? Oh, what's her name from Orange is the New Black? Oh, Cindy. Just wander into a lake. I'm baptized.
Jesus.
Oh, that was great. So like she fixed up this fucking castle, which was Daniel's, her father-in-law, who fucking hates her. So she's like, all right, I'm going to do something nice for him. Let's mend these bridges. I'll fix this fucking castle.
Or I'm going to decorate it and no, he's going to hate it and no, I'm not going to care.
Well, yes. The property had not been inhabited for 13 years. And so really what it was about, it offered her the invaluable opportunity to showcase her famed decorating skills.
I have to see animal print everywhere. Yeah. Is that what happened?
I'm going to have to find some pictures, actually. I don't have any here, so no. I'll find some, put them on the blog. Yeah, how about that?
It's trashy hooker design style.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. Have you seen
my house?
I was really going towards myself. But you too. But yes, you too, Sweetie. Yes, you too. So, in 1997, Jocelyn's father, Armand Perisset, died of pneumonia in Kenya. Alec did not travel to Africa immediately at that time. 3 weeks later, he revealed to Jocelyn that the marriage was over.
Oh.
Yeah. She also became aware of his affair with Yelena Yarikova, an aspiring Russian model at that time. Yeah. What a cunt. The divorce proceedings were contentious with a particularly memorable incident that had Alec being arrested for pulling a gun on Jocelyn in their New York home.
Jesus.
This absolutely angered the secret Wildstein family, especially Daniel. So his dad was pissed. So he, along with Alec, instigated efforts to remove Jocelyn from the townhouse and curtail her extravagant spending. And eventually, all those efforts just caused a rift between Alex and his children. Like, it didn't do anything to get to, like, boot Jocelyn out. Just made his kids hate him.
They ran off to Vegas, mate. Don't know that there was a prenup.
Don't know. Probably not.
Unlikely.
Yeah. So, after a rather fuck around process, right? Yeah, which had Jocelyn claiming that she was mistreated by family members and staff, The divorce was finalized with both parties moving to limit the press coverage for a variety of reasons. A number of unkind comments were made in the media about Jocelyn's appearance. She was reportedly compared to a space alien called the Bride of Wildenstein and Catwoman. Yep.
But she might have liked Catwoman. That might have been one of the nice ones.
Exactly. Bride of Wildenstein's a fan. Oh. Well worded. I love it. So for all this, Jocelyn received a record settlement of $2.5 billion.
Wow.
And was to receive $100 million per year for 13 years after the divorce.
Oh, the American family law system. Nice.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Right? Although the judge stipulated that these funds could not be used for further plastic surgery.
Why?
Because it's the American system, Amy.
Yeah, I know, but if they're going to give her these sort of ridiculous amounts of money, how do they get to put a stipulation that's not allowed to be for plastic surgery? I'm sorry. Who are you to tell me what I can spend my money on? That angers me, actually. I'm fully in her camp now. I'm moving in, Jocelyn. Get ready for me, darling.
Oh, yeah, she's still kicking. Wait till I've got peaches. Alex, but right, so she can't use that on the plastic surgery. So here's how she does it. Alex's inheritance of half his father's fortune in 2001 continued to fund these payments until his death in 2008. So what she did is she would get credit cards, use that for the surgery, then pay the credit card.
She didn't invest in anything that would turn over a profit. So then she's effectively laundering your own fucking plastic surgery money. No. Just get a credit card.
She's got credit cards. Yeah.
I'm moving out. It's just a lot easier.
She's not great with money if she has to manage it. So she had loads of financial troubles. In 2015, she was sued for having a credit card debt of $70,000, along with unpaid rental fees. Like, she just didn't pay rent. She probably didn't know. She's been living with men. Yeah, she's been living with older people or older men who have looked after her since she was 17. She probably didn't know rent was a thing.
Credit card debt. They just give you this and this money and it's not his money. It's your money. And the idiots at the freaking credit card companies just would have loved her because she would have been real simple about it. Just said, but it's got nothing to do with him. Oh, no, this is completely yours. It's got your name on it. He's got nothing to do with this. Oh, okay. Well, I can use this for my plastic surgery. Yeah. I didn't get she'd have to actually pay it.
Exactly. She also stated that in 2016 that she could not afford food after her husband's estate stopped sending her payments. Like,
right.
$2.5 billion and $100 million per year for 13 years. And when the payments stopped, she had no money for food. Sure, mate. Sure.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So in 2017, she listed her Trump Towers apartment, which was worth $11 million, for sale after defaulting on a $4.5 million mortgage payment.
Why on earth does she have a mortgage?
Oh, right. What is going on here?
You know what? This sort of shit makes me really angry. She would have gone down to a bank and said, I want to buy a house, because she wouldn't know where to go for help, or a real estate agent or some other asshat. They probably made shitloads of money off her, selling her into things like mortgages and credit cards and stuff like that. But she didn't need them. She had the cash right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you said she was running, like, a property?
That was before the divorce, though.
She was running the property, but she had no – she wouldn't have known about money. She would have just been like, do this, do that, making sure everything's running on time. I doubt she would have done any of the budgeting.
Nah.
Probably didn't have a budget.
No.
You cannot be that dumb.
I don't know. Be surprised.
Yeah.
That just pisses me off.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, mate. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So in recent years, Jocelyn has been dating French designer Lloyd Klein until a violent altercation in 2016, which led to both their arrest and a temporary rift. So
this is Lloyd Klein, as in like a Calvin Klein situation, like a some sort of relation.
I haven't looked him up, so I have no answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take away my question.
Could be Kevin Klein for all we know. So they were actually reunited after a violent car crash which severely injured Klein. So in August 2017, the couple got engaged and Lloyd proposed to Jocelyn with a 32-carat diamond. Just 32 carats, you know, nothing. It's very understated. However, they were arrested again for violent behaviour in November 2017.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stop it, both of you. Move away from each other.
Yeah. I know. I want to scream that. And here is a picture of the two of them in 2020 in Miami. They are still together.
Jesus.
Yeah. She's
good
80.
For them.
She's 80. Look at her.
Yeah, nah.
Listeners, I'm putting the picture on the blog. She is amazing for 80.
Admittedly,
it's all about plastic surgery.
Obviously. And really good lighting and some good makeup too, because I've seen some other pictures of her and you're like, God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have some trivia about it. And then another picture of her plastic surgery transformation. But Jocelyn was known for her love of water skiing on the Zambezi, which is infested with crocodiles. She also apparently swam there.
Swam, fell off your water skis, whatever. It's all the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
Extreme sports.
Original Fear Factor.
Jesus.
another fact is that Jocelyn and Alec once stated that they spent an average of $1 million every month.
Hang on, step back. What did he do again? Where does his money come from?
He's a Weinstein.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Like, where does their money come from?
I have no idea. They give castles for bar mitzvahs. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I assume it was diamonds, stuff.
Money, trees, cocaine.
I don't know. Like, who knows?
That's just magic? A lot of money.
I'm going to say magic.
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 Science magic. Yeah.
Science magic, drug magic. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They were accountants for drug lords. I don't know.
Wow.
So, I love this.
We don't know.
For their daughter Diane's 17th birthday, Alec and Jocelyn built her a mansion at Old Yogi worth $3 million. Just build her a mansion. What do you want for your 17th birthday? I want a pony. Here's a mansion. So what happens? Like, I want to get my tongue pierced. Here's a mansion. No.
I'm getting a tattoo. Here's a mansion. Yeah. No, I'm getting a tattoo. And I want it now.
Yeah. So I've got a series of pictures here. So the first one is from when she was 20. And then the middle one's from when she was in her 30s, and then the later one.
Okay, she was really pretty.
She was.
You can see why she got addicted to like plastic surgery and stuff, because she was super pretty. You just kind of want to hold on to that, right?
Yeah.
Like no matter what.
Those eyebrows.
Oh, just the cheeks get me.
Yeah.
It's a bit much. So yes. That is Jocelyn Weinstein. Love it.
Yeah. Move it. I'm moving in, darling. Yeah, we're moving in. Move over, I'm coming
through. We're going to fix some shit.
I'm going to help you get rid of that crazy person. Yeah, that's fine.
For fuck's sake.
All right, my turn?
Yes.
I've had too much wine to try and pronounce some of these Spanish names, so strap in, people. This is going to be fun.
Yay.
Okay, so my billionaire that I decided to cover is Caitana Fitzjames Stuart. Or was it Stuart? Stuart. Yeah. She was the 18th Duchess of Alba. Now, look, being completely honest, I really struggled with this topic. I wasn't really sure what to do. I didn't want to cover people like Elon Musk because I feel like we hear enough about these people. And right. I just didn't want to do it. I wrote my section. And then at about, I don't know, 10 to midnight, a couple of nights ago, I had this crazy idea that I'd just do Kanye West because, funnily enough, he actually is a billionaire. I thought I could just be able to slide him in as a millionaire. No, he's a billionaire. Who knew? And that had nothing to do with Kim Kardashian's money either. So, yeah, I know, right? Bizarre. So, well, I was going to do Kanye, but then I decided, no, I'll stick with who I've gone with. And listeners, you may be a little bit upset, disappointed with who I've gone with because I don't know how eccentric she was, but for the time that she lived, she was deemed sort of eccentric. So I'll get in and, yeah, you guys be the judge. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you about a billionaire who passed away in 2014, so not that long ago, and I'm going to recount a few antics throughout her life. So who was Caitana? So Maria del Rosario Caitana Fitzjames Stuart, and then there's like a Y and a Silva. So that's the father's name and that's the maternal mother's name because Spanish. Yeah. She was the 18th Duchess of Alba. Born on the 28th of March in 1926, she and then died on the 20th of November 2014. She was one of the most senior aristocrats in Spain. According to the Guinness World Records, she was the most titled aristocrat in the world until the time of her death. She held, get this, more than 50 hereditary titles.
No.
What?
50.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
50 titles, hereditary titles.
Yeah. I like it.
If you want to know if some of the aristocrats and royalty in Europe are inbred, the answer is obviously yes.
Yeah.
Because, well, how do you get 50 hereditary titles, right?
Yeah.
So Caitana was born at Lira Palace in Madrid to the 17th Duke of Alba, who was a prominent politician and diplomat in the 1930s and 1940s, and his wife. They only had one child. She was the 8 times granddaughter of James II, so the great granddaughter. I count on my fingers, people, because I'm a bit drunk. Anyway, her godmother, was Queen Victoria Eugenie, who was the wife of the King of Spain. So that's the Queen Victoria that married the Spaniard, not the other Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Queen Victoria Eugenie. Okay. So what does one do when born into a rich family? You're the sole heir with all of these esteemed titles to her name from birth. You become a socialite, obviously, right?
Oh, clearly. Oh. So.
Yeah. So as a socialite, the Duchess met there are so many famous people, lots of VIPs from Spain and abroad. Jackie Kennedy visited her Seville Palace, and as did Wallace Simpson, Grace Kelly, and Prince Rainier III of Monaco. In 1959, the Duchess, together with designer Yves Saint Laurent, hosted a Dior show for charitable purposes in her Lira Palace, Madrid. The palace, which movie stars such as Charlton Heston, Sophia Loren, and Audrey Hepburn, and Ralph Vallone visited for this particular occasion. Yeah,
Oh my god.
Just famous people.
Just the who's who of the time.
All the beautiful people were everywhere in my palace. It's amazing. Yeah. In her youth, the Duchess appeared on the cover of Time, but also Harper's Bazaar. So she wasn't dumb. Yeah. Anyway, she did fall into the plastic surgery trap. Yeah.
Love it.
She was not the prettiest thing, but she's definitely good looking. Like, I mean, she was definitely a beautiful socialite of the time. And even throughout the years, like, she became a bit mumsy, you know, but she's still kind of pretty. But then, yeah, she just started to pack on the plastic surgery, and by the time her 80s rolled around, she'd well overdone it. Yeah. She also decided to maintain, you know, the perm. Yeah, from the 70s. Yeah, she maintained that through to her death. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. That
crazy, I might be mental perm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the pictures.
You find a hairstyle that works for you and you stick with it.
She also loved a bit of winged eyeliner too. Yeah, some photos cruising around the internet of her in her 80s rocking this winged eyeliner. I swear to God she did it herself. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. During her life, she was reported to be very popular with the likes of Elizabeth Taylor, and she was also known, ladies, to cut a rug.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. She loved to dance. Oh, she loved to dance. Or else. Her favourite dance was the flamenco. And it's not all the pointing, which is our favourite dance, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, each to their own. I mean, some get out there and they do all the pointing, others do a flamenco. So.
Yeah, Sarah and I didn't learn the flamenco. We weren't quite there yet. Yeah.
Well, maybe I should get you more dance lessons for Christmas.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she was inducted into Vanity Fair's International Best Dress list, the Hall of Fame list, in 2011. The Duchess married three times. Her first wedding was post-war in Europe, where many royals and nobility were electing to have a more subdued wedding because it just kind of looked like you were flashing it in people's face, like, I still have money and you guys don't even have a house. Yay!
Sorry, that's so funny.
That's really true, though. It really was. So,
yeah.
People who were desperate and starving would sometimes storm some of these places just to take whatever wasn't nailed down, especially if they knew it was going to be empty. Fuck yeah, because all these royalty and nobility can't be in all their houses at once, right?
Yeah.
It was post-war Europe. People were dying. People were starving. So anyway. Yeah, well, this family decided to throw caution to the wind, and they spent the equivalent of $10 million for this wedding. Yeah. The New York Times called it the most expensive wedding in the world at the time.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I can imagine that went down real well. But just remember the theme with this Duchess is zero fucks. I have zero fucks. So, but we'll get to why we love her later. Okay. So the first marriage brought six children, five boys and one girl. The marriage ended in 1972 when the Duchess's husband died. She remarried in 1978. And let me tell you, this marriage caused quite a stir, girls. Oh, yes. Yep. Sip your tea, darlings. Let me get into it. The Duchess's husband was illegitimate.
Heavens, no.
Oh, no, you were all so shocked you dropped your monocles. I know.
Yeah.
I know. And you spilled your tea. I know.
Yeah.
He was illegitimate, darlings. Illegitimate, if you can believe it. Mm-hmm. And here's the kicker. He was 8 years her junior.
Oh, my God.
What a Mrs. Robinson.
The scandal that ensued, I tell you. So she stayed married to this fellow until his death in 2001.
That's before a bit cute.
Before you start thinking there might be a bit of a thing where she just gets sick of someone and bumps them off. Yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah, no, she actually did love these people and she did marry them for good reasons, and they just happened to die, which is annoying. So, Yeah, or convenient, depends who you are. Anyway, this would not be the only stir that the Duchess's marriage would cause. The Duchess wished to marry a civil servant who owned a separate PR business, and he was 24 years her junior.
When sounds it, like someone's cousin I know.
I don't know who you're talking about. It's got nothing to do with my Anyway.
It could be either one of your families, to be quite honest.
Really could be. I still don't understand why I do things. But anyway. So many people reportedly objected to this. So the reported objectors were the Duchess's own children and the King of Spain. Apparently that's still a thing. Who knew? I didn't know that. Yeah. But anyway, after many, many years of friendship after her husband's death in 2001, they actually announced during this time that, in fact, they were just friends and they have known each other for a very long time. I mean, she probably babysat him when he was like a baby or something. I don't know. She, in 2011, she actually got her wish and she married her toy boy. And I say to that, good on you. Actually tried to find out a little bit more about this guy because I was a bit intrigued and I've seen the wedding photos and it looks like somebody is walking grandma into the wedding. And that's them walking down the aisle together. It looks like someone's helping Nana down to the trolley.
Help Nana, sweetie. Oh, no.
Yes. But you know what was really cute about this wedding? So reportedly, on her way to the venue, there was obviously heaps of paps around, so there's paparazzi everywhere. Flash, 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 darling. Flash, flash, flash. Yep. She actually,
We have lives. Flash, 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 yes.
Yeah, so she actually went outside, and to all her adoring fans and well-wishers, she cut a jig and did a little secret dance for them. Isn't that cute? Yeah. Oh, sorry, it was cute. I'm not sure that was lovely. Yeah. So, yeah, I tried to find out a little bit more about this dude, but all the articles I found about him were in Spanish. So, yeah. But the Duchess was not stupid. In fact, in her will, she actually divided her billion-dollar estate amongst her children, leaving not a single red penny, not a single cent to her toy boy husband.
Oh.
She left him nothing. Apparently, he actually knew this was in her will and he didn't oppose it.
Oh, that is super cute.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, I don't know. There could have been cases after she passed away in 2014, but I couldn't see anything. I remember actually seeing this when they got married and thinking, she's doing all right. I think my first separation happened around this time, and I thought, well, there's still time for me. This is fine. So I think that's why it caught my eye.
It's fine. I'll just wait till I'm 80 and marry a man 24 years my younger.
The reason why I can't find a man is because he hasn't been born yet, you know? So.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, so look, I don't know what his intentions were. I don't know what his end game was. If he had one, maybe this was genuine. Then again, he owns a PR firm, so maybe it was all for the coverage. But then again, I can't find out anything about him now that's not in Spanish. So that was not well played. So I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I have no reason to believe that this was not genuine. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me run you through some of her titles and honors. Okay, this one's a cracker. She's the 11th Duchess of Berwick, Grandee of Spain. Now, this made me laugh because Berwick is a medium-sized suburb in Melbourne, and I can think of so many people that would want this title. One of them belongs in Bianca's clan.
Yeah!
I'm not sure if the Duchess is no longer using this title. We may have a home for it. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Nana, it's going to you.
I can think of two people in your family that might wrestle for it then.
I think Nana might win.
Yeah, I got my money on Nana.
Yeah.
Okay, this one was a good one. I had to read it 6 times before it made sense. Okay, so House of Bourbon, 2 Cecilies, Dame Grand Cross of Justice of the Calibrian 2 Sicilian Order of St. George.
Fucking what?
So she owns a House of Bourbon?
So people at wherever the House of Bourbon is got real drunk and just started swinging titles around, and that's the one she got. She just happened to be at that party. Yeah, I don't know. This sentence makes no sense, and that's not me because I've had too much to drink. I've actually read this sentence, 4 or 5 times, and I still don't understand the whole title. Yeah, makes no sense. So they're clearly off to the wrong family member from the House of Bourbon. So whoever came up with this was an idiot. So, yeah.
Yeah.
She actually was also a knight. Yeah, of several. Of a knight
badass.
I don't know, right? A knight of the Royal Cavalry Armory of Seville. Yeah.
Oh.
Now this one. For those emerging out of lockdown and trying to get our eyes used to outdoor lights. Yeah, okay. She was also the recipient of the Medal of Suffering for the Motherland. Really? We have been in lockdown for 84 years. Can we get that medal?
Yeah.
Domo? Dan the Man? Like, what do we have to do to be nominated?
Right. We're definitely adding them in all our Twitters. Like, tell us, how do we get this medal?
Suffering for the motherland. I feel like we all should get one. Let's just start mailing them all out to Victorians. Fucking suffering for the motherland. We fucking did. And it still didn't get us anywhere. Anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox before I even get back on it. Anyway. Okay. So, look, I just look at this woman and I think, wow, the shit you've seen, the places you've been. Because you've got to remember, she would have been a young child during the war as well, going into her teenage years. And there's some differing reports about how Spain fared during the war. So, yeah, look, I don't know. I think the shit you've seen, the places you've been, what I wouldn't give just to see your life through your eyes, it would have been incredible. I actually found a picture of her in her 80s on holiday rocking a bikini.
Yeah.
Yep. Go for it.
Why not? Yep. Yeah. So Caetana, 18th Duchess of Alba, born into billions, lived a lavish life and had zero fucks for whatever people thought. You're amazing. Amazing. And for the record, if you actually Google eccentric millionaires, she comes up. But in my mind, to be honest, I don't know that she was very eccentric as such. I just think she had some really interesting things about her life. And she just didn't give a fuck. And if she didn't give a fuck and that makes her eccentric, well, looks like I'm eccentric too. Give me the millions.
Yeah. And a medal.
And a medal.
Yeah.
And a title from the House of Bourbon, because
and not? A knighthood. I want to be
the Duchess of Berwick. All right,
just
Sarah.
Knight me, Sir Captain. I'm your captain now. Sarah.
Hold on.
My second mate. Girls. Your buddy. Skipper.
Skipper.
What have you got?
That's Skip.
Oh. I don't know what I'm doing. That's the end of my segment. Thank you for that.
Excellent.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
So I'm actually, look, I didn't know what to do, and then I came across this guy. And everything I came across was actually from 2006 to 2007, okay? Just putting it out there now. So I'm going to be talking about Scott Alexander. A self-made millionaire. He started out at law school, then got involved with a pyramid scheme. Just putting it out there, girls.
Was it Amway? Was it Amway?
Maybe.
I went to law school and I'm in a pyramid scheme, although I'm out now because Bianca's in. So.
Fuck off, bitch. Can't run.
Well, he kind of ended up broken on the verge of suicide and living with his sister. Yeah, so... From there, he started working as a personal trainer for the more wealthier clientele of London. And he noticed that there was a business opportunity there, as both him and his clients did enjoy the finer cars in life. So he thought, why not? So he decided to start up a business where he organized to have cars brought in for his clients at a faster rate than what car companies could get them in.
Hmm.
Don't know how he managed this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But hey, it worked for him. So within the first year of owning this company, he made his first millions.
So is he still personal training these people at the same time, or is it just the cars?
No, so he was also doing personal training at the time. Mm. So he did personal training, he did cars, he did other things apart from cars. Then he got into property development.
Could you just imagine personal training with this bloke? Okay, give me three more crunches and you can drive your Ferrari around the block. Come on, three more, three more, and I'll give you your Ferrari.
Yeah, no. So he, with his property, he bought a town in Bulgaria. Like an entire fucking town.
Yeah.
But the name wasn't easy enough for English people to pronounce. So like another certain Alexander, he decided to change the name and name it after himself.
Hmm. Was it called Scott Alexander Town, or was it just called Alexander?
Alexander. Like, you know.
Because there's not 40,000 Alexanders in the world. Yeah,
wasn't it his hometown?
Actually, I do believe. No, I don't think it was, because he's English.
Oh, that was someone else. Oh, it must have been someone else I was looking at then. Who bought his hometown in like fucking some weird country. I think maybe
his ancestors maybe had come from there, like his family. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's British.
I'm still intrigued about the, like, how you buy a town, but we won't get into that now.
So I have put up some pictures for the girls about what he looked like back in 2006.
You know, I don't really do muscle, so.
So he's very much, he's fucking orange.
Yeah.
He
looks like he's a 31. Dollar store Ken doll.
I just want to put that one out there. He's 31 in these pictures.
He's Walmart Ken doll.
He's not even Walmart Kendall. He's fucking Chinese plastic Kendall that it's fell terrible. On the heater.
The reject fucking shop.
That fell on the heater. He's a bit melty.
He looks like a 50-year-old trying to be a 30-year-old.
Yeah. When
actually a 30-year-old.
Yeah. Yo, kids.
Yeah.
Watch me break dance. Ow. No, help me up. Like,
he probably really wanted to be like Marky Mark, because Marky Mark just looked like he was 12 until he was 50. So
he has a celebrity complex. He wanted to be them. He wanted to be just like them. So again, all the information I could find was from 2006 to 2007.
He disappeared off the map then, hey?
Then he pretty much disappeared off the map.
Road trip. We're going to find him.
So this dude is overly focused on his appearance and try on 20 to 30 different outfits before going out. It takes him fucking hours to get ready. Like, I was reading an interview and he was actually hours late to the interview because he couldn't decide what outfit to wear.
Oh, no. Sake. See, I'm always on time. It's just it's taken me 6 hours to get there when it takes normal people two.
No. And he'll go to the gym before interviews and stuff just so he looks nice and buff.
Yeah, sure, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, babe. Get up.
And he actually quotes, "It takes me hours to get ready because it's all down to what makes me look the most pumped up and muscly.
Oh.
I'm a bit of a perfectionist." Now, this guy looks dumbass. And he can stand up, but he's actually he's quite smart, which is scary.
It's a bit scary.
It's a bit scary. So he describes, and this is quoted here, I describe my look as slick and stylish with a dash of extrovert. What the fuck does extrovert look like, people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a look.
Lots of bling. You want to be really showy. You want people to notice you.
Oh.
Yeah, I get it.
So you walk outside.
Peacocking.
Okay. Yeah, no. It's
peacocking.
It's yeah. Like you, but the opposite of you.
Yeah. It's like
so
me.
People that go outside and you talk have to others. Okay.
Even when you have dressed up to go outside, yeah. You have never in your life, or at least while I've known you, have ever dressed in such a fashion to make people look at you. I know I've done it. Bianca's done it. But you have never done this. Like, yeah. Ever. This has
no,
never
because
happened.
Because I don't want people looking at me. Yeah. They judge correct. Me and I'll yeah. Judge them and then I'll have to fight them. And look, I can't get that girl again.
She won't go
can't
back, people.
I fight you oh, because it's Wednesday and I can do that on Sunday. Are you free? Not Sunday? No? Okay, well, it's not happening. I'm walking away.
Okay, back on subject, because I'm running through this quickly for Bianca.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. If we could, because, okay. Like...
Everything's taken forever tonight.
Yeah, we're up to an hour and 21. That's okay. I can cut lots of crap out. We're fine.
Jesus. Anytime you hear my voice, just cut it out, mate.
This whole segment gone.
Whole segment gone.
Fucking thing. Just take it out.
Yeah. All right. So he owns a £175,000 customized Rolex watch.
Ooh, that's... Yeah.
That's sorry. That's
showing your money. That is showing
your
money.
No, I haven't finished. It was apparently identical to the one that J-Lo bought for Ben Affleck when they were together.
And now they're back together.
And it says here, but we're cheapskate. J-Lo had it decorated, had the strap crisscross decorated with diamonds. He had the full strap decorated with diamonds. And then... he had the watch face encrusted with diamonds and rubies.
She was buying it for fucking Ben Affleck. He would never have worn the one that fucking Scott Alexander got done, obviously.
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen Ben Affleck? He's like a dad bod. He wants to, he doesn't want diamonds and rubies, like not too much. He just wants to sell the cash of the beer.
Yeah.
Put his hand down his pants. I don't know.
Yeah. But Scott said the watch looks amazing, but it's a little hard to read the time.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no shit, buddy.
Because you bedazzled it. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy vomited on it. I don't know what you...
Tom Hardy took a shit on it, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So he paid, he paid back then, £100,000 for daily growth hormone injections.
Where?
Apparently, these are the nearest things to immortality and invincibility on the market.
Are you serious?
To keep the aging process at bay. Dude looks 50.
Yeah, okay? They're not working.
They didn't work. He looked fucking 50.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you have too many muscles, mate. This is what
too
happens.
Many muscles, too much money.
Not enough wine or fucks. Yeah. But you got too many fucks, clearly.
He had a £250,000 diamond cross.
Is that the one? That must be that one in that first picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
£250,000.
No.
£55,000 stereo system.
Oh, I can feel that,
£400 a month dry cleaning bill.
Yeah, this is what happens when you buy, like, really expensive clothes that all dry clean only. It's really fucking annoying.
He had suits that were interwoven with gold thread, like actual gold, because he needed better material. He wanted the best.
Gold isn't a good
material
for clothes.
But like, gold is the worst.
It didn't, like, all it did was it gave that gold sheen
to the material when he moved. It wasn't like a huge amount of gold. It was just small bits of gold thread with, you know, the world's top fucking material. So the gold really didn't do much to hold up material.
No.
The material did that itself. But it gave it a nice goldy sheen.
No, yes, it's wasting gold.
And it, the bracelets on it, because of how fine that you would have to weave the gold in order to do that, to create that, it's just a waste. It's just going to end up in some fucking floor of a dry cleaner.
Yeah, it's just going to break off. Exactly what I was thinking.
And
yeah,
you'll probably wear the suit once and go, okay, that's enough. He bought Dolce & Gabbana underwear.
Okay.
Wore it twice, and that was it. Throw it out. It doesn't have that new feel. Get rid of it.
Isn't that the feeling that we all try to get rid of with our underpants?
That's the feeling I try to get rid of because I like my underwear comfy. But, no, he likes fresh out of the box feel. He has a 5,000-pound Louis Vuitton football.
Really?
That matches his briefcase and his belt.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's matchy-matchy. Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Because that's what you need, a matching football to your briefcase and belt. And when I say football, I mean like soccer ball.
I didn't even know they made these, mate.
Yeah, turns out in England they do.
Do you reckon they'll do one for our merch when we launch that?
Totally.
Okay.
300,000 a year he spends on Dolce & Gabbana. He will buy a whole collection because it's just easier.
Well, of course, everything matches.
Yeah.
And most D&G stuff, you can see it and you know it's D&G. It's got D&G written all over it.
Yeah.
Plastered on it.
Only problem is, like, the clothes he was holding up to show, I'm like, I hate those. They look disgusting. Why does this look like tracksuit pants?
Because it was 2006.
Jeans on the top. Even in 2006, I'd be sitting there going, oh, no.
I just look at some of the shit I wore in 2006. Oh. Nope.
Jeans and a T-shirt, people. You can't go wrong.
Jeans and a nice top.
Oh, I tell ya. So he had his Manchester penthouse, which was $1.2 million. And then he had a pad in Chelsea. And then he had a $5 million villa in Marbella. Two Lamborghinis, a Porsche, a Cabriolet C2S. Rolls-Royce, Phantom, Aston Martin, and a Range Rover Sports.
That Rolls-Royce Phantom is worth a pretty penny.
So. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Goddamn, yeah.
That, all that's his cars million, are that's worth $1 million Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's like 5 in Australia or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, don't forget his town in Bulgaria.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
And the town. Oh, yeah.
Forget the town. So he was asked about women that he preferred. He always said brunettes look more classy, but busty blondes gets his attention. And he likes Page Three girls.
Fuck's sake.
What does that mean? Tell me what that means.
They're usually,
So in the UK, it's a running thing since newspapers were a thing. So you got your front page, your second page. So that first page, as soon as you open it, always had a sexy lady, Page Three girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because then you can discreetly.
An ad or something for something.
Your Page Three girl.
Yeah,
so, and there are always some sort of thing. Glamour. Yeah.
And they had to be in good shape. Not that he didn't appreciate female beauty in all its different forms, but it's just not for him. And when he says good shape.
So says every gym junkie's Tinder profile ever.
Yeah, and when he says, good shape, he means not a single bit of cellulite on her.
Yeah, of course.
She cannot have eaten a single piece of food in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after all of that, I really couldn't find anything about him. He just kind of dropped off. I did find out that in 2009, his property business went bankrupt.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to his town in Bulgaria. But he is now married. He's still running the personal training business. And I don't know if he's still doing the whole cars thing. I jumped onto his Instagram. And I went pretty far through it. And
Oh, my God.
Yep. So here we have what he is now.
Still wearing D&G undies.
Oh, God, yep. Yeah. And everything is fitness. Fitness. And then it's shirtless blue steel duck face pictures of himself.
He looks emancipated.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about anatomy, if you look at these pictures, and Sarah will put them on the blog for you.
Yeah.
If you know anything about anatomy and how muscle breaks down, how starvation works, you'll realize that none of this is real. This is not a natural human. There is something going on here.
He has a tattoo on his back.
That says I have pec implants?
No, it says number one.
He's definitely had pec implants.
The abs, the way that those abs look, they're clearly implants. Like, all of this is implants. This is not real.
Yeah.
This is not how it works.
Jump onto his Instagram and have a look through. You can see everything there. But he spends his whole life pretty much in a gym.
It's really sad because the pictures that you put up earlier of his face, like, he was not attractive, whereas in pictures, he's hot. But just take his body away, it's gross.
Yeah, exactly. His face is like total cute nerd, and then the rest
so
of it.
He's so hot now.
No.
I feel like he's had a lot of Photoshop done to this picture because some of the other pictures on his Instagram, he's a lot bulkier than that.
Yeah, okay. Like, he hasn't eaten in like 4 months.
Yeah.
So, maybe he didn't for these pictures.
Maybe.
Specifically. Yeah.
But, yeah. So, that's Scott Alexander. I don't know if he's still a millionaire. Judging by the video he put up of his back garden, I'm going to say yes.
He's look at him and look at his story and everything else. There will be crazy people that follow this person. There will be mental people out there who just eat his shit up and they would love it.
Oh, yeah, he has thousands of followers, like hundreds of thousands of followers.
Sad.
But, you know, it's, well, I won't say hundreds of thousands, but he has thousands.
Killy agrees, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Achilles was here while I was looking it up. He's looking at me going, oh, this guy does too much of the exercise. No,
he's
thank
purchased
you.
The
it,
6 months.
It's
month.
Hurting my lungs just looking at it.
He's purchased a 6-month online subscription about how to turn your life around in just 6 months by Scott Alexander. So, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I just went, how can a guy go from having, you know, all this publicity? He was actually invited to do regular appearances on the Sharon Osbourne show.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they loved him. He was on everything, but
she didn't roast the shit out of him. I could just see that.
Nah.
She'd just eat him alive.
Well, again, he's not dumb.
But maybe because he was a Brit too that she decided to go easy on him.
Maybe.
She roasts Brits too. She doesn't give a fuck.
No, she fucking roasts everyone.
Yeah.
So, And so that's my bit. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. Loved your TED Talk. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
You're welcome.
So I have had so much fun researching this topic as I did with the other topics over the past few weeks. However, we would love some topic suggestions from our listeners. If you have a topic which you would like us to discuss, because those are words. Yeah.
Yeah. This late evening. Yes.
Yes. Email us at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram. Where else are we?
Yeah, we probably should go back there sometime. But feel free to look at the crapulence. It's great.
Hit us up. Anyway.
Yeah.
To everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter, utter rubbish on some interesting humans, to say the least. We hope you have found it entertaining and you're not using any of the facts in quotation marks discussed in this recording to make important decisions in your lives, unless it's in relation to the purchase of a small village, getting super ripped, changing your face to look like a lynx, and being a duchess with more titles than possible, I don't know. What else can you have? Rolls Royces when you're that rich. So, yeah.
More titles than tigers, right?
More titles than toilet paper, I say. Yeah. All right, guys.